Hello, I'm Lance, and welcome to Dozing Off. Dozing Off is a podcast where I'll read you to sleep. I read short stories and classic literature in this deep and relaxing tone to allow you to put your overactive mind at ease and doze off. You know, occasionally I like to get away from the short stories and try something a little bit different. So tonight's going to be another sleep journey. Tonight you're going to join me through 100 years in a cottage. I hope you enjoy this as much as I did narrating it. As always, whether this is your first night listening to Dozing Off, or you listen every single night, I appreciate you so much for being a part of the Dozing Off community. And here we go. Years in a cottage. Welcome. Tonight, we'll be taking a journey through time. Not to a faraway future or an ancient past, but to a peaceful place where time moves gently, where each moment is savored like the slow turn of a page in a favorite book. This is the story of 100 years in a quiet stone cottage, nestled at the edge of a forest near a gentle stream. A place where nothing urgent ever happens, where life is slow, rhythmic, and beautifully uneventful. You are the only inhabitant of this cottage, and tonight, we'll travel through a century of serene solitude together. 10 decades of calm mornings, golden afternoons, and star-filled nights. So, let's begin. Years 1 through 10, the new beginning. The cottage is new to you, though it's old in years, full of stories you haven't heard yet. Moss grows along the stone steps. The wooden floor creaks softly as you step inside. Dust motes hang in the golden afternoon light, as if time itself is suspended. You begin with simple routines: sweeping, boiling water, opening shutters in the morning and closing them at night. You plant a few herbs outside your door: basil, thyme, mint. The scent follows you inside. At night, the wind brushes against the windows, and you feel both small and safe. The world outside is wide and wild. But here, you have warmth, a bed, and the hum of stillness. You listen to the owls. You sleep deeply. You begin to dream again. Years 11 through 20. Settling in. The cottage becomes yours. You learn its rhythms, the way the roof pops as it cools after a warm day, the soft groan of the wooden beams when it rains. You You build shelves from fallen branches and fill them with stones you find on your walks, feathers, old books, and glass jars filled with dried petals. You paint the front door a deep forest green. You name the kettle. You speak to the moon. Seasons turn like chapters. Snow falls and melts. Flowers bloom and fade. You notice every small change. Each day feels both new and familiar. You find a journal left in a drawer by someone long ago. You read it by candlelight, feeling as though time is looped, connecting your quiet with theirs. You plant a tree. It's barely a sapling, but you sit with it, talk to it. One day, you say, you'll give me shade. Years 21 to 30. Deepening roots. The path to the stream is worn smooth now by your steps. You build a bench beneath the tree, which is now taller than you. You name the tree, too. You learn to bake bread that rises slow and hearty. You sing as you need. You hum lullabies to no one. You begin carving little animals out of soft wood. Rabbits, foxes, deer. They sit on your windowsill, watching the world. You tame the wild edge of your garden, not with control, but with understanding. You know which flowers open to the morning sun, and which ones bloom only at dusk. A black-feathered crow begins to visit. You call it midnight. It becomes your companion. You leave it bits of bread. It leaves you shiny things. On quiet days, you write stories in a soft leather book. Stories about the wind and the stars, and the smell of spring rain. Stories you never planned to share, but which matter deeply anyway. Years 31 to 40. The Quiet Mastery. You are no longer learning the cottage. You are the cottage. Your movements are intuitive. You know where every creek lives, how to find the warmest spot in the sunlight, and which floorboard always needs one more nail. The tree outside your window shades the entire east side of the house now. You sit beneath it and drink tea in the early mornings. You sometimes speak aloud just to hear your own voice. The crow is older. You are older. But you both still meet, rain or shine. You sew new curtains from old fabric and hang dried oranges in the kitchen window The whole house smells of citrus and pine. You learn to listen more than you speak. You hear the language of the forest, the rhythm of rain, the way snow falls like a hush over everything. You've never been more alone, and never more at peace. Years 41 to 50. The golden middle. You rise with the light. You sleep with the stars. Your days are a soft blur of color and quiet. Time has stopped asking you to follow it. Now, it moves at your pace. You build a small writing shed out back from old timber and salvaged stone. There, you write stories about your days, your dreams, and the way the moon seems to change expression. Midnight the crow disappears one autumn and doesn't return. You place a smooth stone beneath the tree to mark your old friend's memory. New birds visit now. Blue jays, a curious robin. But none of them quite replace the rhythm you once shared. Still, you remain content. You make jam from wild berries. You embroider pillowcases with small, clumsy stars. The silence is never empty. It's always full of memory. Years 51 to 60. The reflective years. The mirror shows you silver now. Your hair, your brow, the corners of your eyes. You greet these changes like old companions. Your routines are slow, but rich with meaning. You know just how long tea needs to steep and when to pull the bread from the oven without a timer. You take longer walks in the morning, letting the mist roll over your boots. You nod to the animals, deer, foxes, the occasional badger, as if greeting neighbors. You repair the roof one shingle at a time. You learn patience in ways you never knew in youth. Letters you once wrote and never sent are now read aloud to the trees. You laugh at old lines, tear up at others. The tree you planted now arches above you in the evening light. It hums when the wind moves through it. It knows your name. Years 61 to 70. The season stillness. Storms no longer startle you. You light candles before the thunder arrives. You sleep soundly through the wind, neighbors you never knew. Badgers in the hedgerows, owls in the attic, make themselves known. You let them stay. Your hands remember every tool. You mend, sharpen, and shape with ease. You make little wooden boxes and hide treasures inside. A button, a feather, a bit of string. Music fills the cottage more often, not from speakers, but from your humming, the tapping of rain, the rustle of fire. You nap often, not from exhaustion, but for the luxury of drifting between thoughts and dream. Time feels less linear now. Some mornings feel like youth. Some evenings carry the wisdom of centuries. Years 71 to 80. The deep root. You speak aloud more often. To yourself. To the cottage. To the memories that visit with each creak of the floor. You write new stories. Ones about the life you've lived here, the lessons of moss, the bravery of stillness, the joy of knowing one place deeply. Sometimes, deer linger near the window, and you tell them tales as if they'll carry them back into the forest. The tree's bark has changed, thicker, deeply grooved. You rest your hand against it daily, a ritual of thanks. You carve your initials into a stone and place it beside the step. Not as a marker, but as a quiet acknowledgement. I was here. I loved this life. Years 81 through 90. The Whispering Years. The forest grows closer. Or maybe you see it more clearly. Vines creep along the cottage walls. The garden grows untamed, but still beautiful. Your walks are shorter now, but each step is savored. Each mushroom spotted, each bird call heard, feels like a gift. You begin talking to your past selves, thanking them for their choices, forgiving them too. Nights are spent beside the fire, wrapped in blankets you've mended a dozen times. You read old entries from your journals and smile at how little and how much has changed. You no longer rush. Even thoughts arrive slowly, like autumn leaves drifting down. Years 91 to 100. The gentle goodbye. You no longer keep time. Days pass like petals falling from a bloom. You speak less, listen more. Even the silence has a voice now. You leave little notes tucked around the cottage, not for anyone, just to exist. A poem here, a memory there. One day, you press your hand to the wall and whisper thank you. You sit by the stream, now more often than not, watching the ripples and the way light moves like a lullaby across the water. You feel ready, not to leave, but to become part of the cottage, the tree, the wind. You close your eyes and sleep. And now, dear listener, drift gently into sleep, knowing you've lived a full, quiet, beautiful life within those stone walls. Let your breath slow. Let your thoughts quiet. The cottage is still here, always here, holding space for your dreams. Good night.